家下午好。
So next week is our Easter service.
下一周是复活节的主日。
And I think the Lord wants us to worship Him.
我觉得神很想让我们来敬拜他。
Because I think He wants to do something.
因为我觉得神在我们当中要做大事。
Amen. I believe God wants to impart something to all of us.
我觉得神想要给我们一些东西的。
And we praise the Lord this year, Easter is not the same as Passover.
我觉得今年呢，我们过圣诞节不像往常，我们说是逾越节。
You know, Easter is the Christian celebration of Jesus' crucifixion, burial, and resurrection.
复活节呢，用来庆祝耶稣的死和复活和升
天。Normally, it's the same time as Passover.
跟逾越节的时间基本上是相同的。
This year, Passover is 1 month later.
那今年的逾越节是一个月以后才发生。
So we can do this twice.
所以我们可以做两次。
And so today is the Easter message.
所以今天我们说的是复活节的信息。
Make sure you come next week because you don't want to miss what God has planned.
下一周的敬拜很重要，你们不要错过神对我们的计划。
You know, sometimes we can be in the presence of God and we receive something we don't even notice.
很多时候，当我们在神的同在当中，我们受到了一些祝福，连自己都不自知。
Because it's like a seed planted inside you.
其实是有种子种在我们的生命里面了。
And over time it grows.
慢慢的，这个种子会长大。
Amen.You know, I didn't want to preach this message.
我并不想来祷告，做讲今天这个道来着。
Because nobody likes to hear this word.
因为我讲的这个名字呢，就很多人都不想听的。
Repent.
叫做悔改。
But over my years as a Christian, I noticed that repentance is a blessing from God.
但是这么多年来，我们意识到，其实悔改是一种祝福。
It's more than just saying sorry that I'm wrong.
不是仅仅的，只是说对不起，我错了。
The biblical repentance is far more than that.
圣经里面说到的悔改，可比这个意义要深得多。
It comes from the word, the Greek word metanoia, which is some people call it metanoia.
来自于这个希腊文说的 metanoia.
Metanoia means to change your mind.
悔改的意思指的是要改变心意。
And it's more than just changing your mind.
不光只是改变心意哦。
It is about 180 degree turn and not to do what you used to do.
是180度大转弯，再不做以前做的那个
方向了。So it is not only change your mind, but it's also a change of action.
不光是让你的心意改变，会让你的行为也随之改变。
When you have changed your action, that is the true repentance.
当你的行为因着信心改变了，这才叫真正的悔改。
But it often begins with changing your mind.
但是第一步一般都是心思意念的改变。
Your mind is the place of battle.
你的头脑其实才是战场。
This is where the world and the enemy want to capture.
这就是世界和敌人最想占据的地方。
And that is why.Two people in argument, both are right.
所以啊，如果有两个人吵架的话，两个人都有理。
Both are also wrong.
两个呢，也都是错的。
It depends on what's on your mind.
因为最在乎是你的头脑里在想的什么。
You see, when two people are arguing, until you can see the other person's point of view, you can never reconcile.
就算两个人在吵架，你看对了对方的那个观点时，
你都
很难和
好。If I have a number six written here.
如果我再要写上个第六点的话
And I put it on the floor,
然后我把这个六放到地上
I will see six
我看到的是六
And what would you see?
你们看到的是什么呢
You will see nine
你们看到的是九
But who is right?
谁是对的呢
We're both right
其实都对
But we're both convinced you're wrong
但是我们都认为对方一定是错的。
So you can spend the rest of your life arguing, is it six or nine?
所以呢，你就一天到晚花时间去争吵和争辩，到底是六呢，还是九呢？
Until you repent.
直到你真的悔改。
Change your mind.
你改变你的心思意念了。
And walk 180 degrees.
然后自己愿意180度大转弯，换个方向。
And then you see.
往回的那个方向再看看。
Why you say it's 9.
你才知道为什么对方认为是9了。
And then you need to come over my side.
那你也需要来到我的这一边。
And turn 180 degrees.
也转180度的大转弯。
And look at the letter.
再去看看那一个数字。
And then you will see 6.
你才会知道原来是真的6啊。
Can you see without repentance, nothing will change?
所以没有悔改其实是什么都没有用的。
Amen.
改变不了的。
But why is it that we find reconciliation so difficult?
但是为什么和好这件事情这么难呢？
Because in Easter, the very thing that God has offered us, the very thing that Jesus has offered us is an opportunity to repent.
神耶稣给我们的一个最好的祝福就是让我们来悔改。
Repentance, it is God's gift to us.
悔改是神给你我的一个礼物。
It is impossible for the devil to repent.
要魔鬼来悔改可是不可能的。
Even if he wanted to.
就算魔鬼想要来悔改。
Because he was never offered repentance.
因为连魔鬼连这个礼物都没收到过。
So therefore, the devil can never see changes in for him.
所以魔鬼想看到改变都是不可能的。
Even though he may regret what he has done.
也许他可能有点小小后悔。
The only option for him is to do what he carries on to do.
那他唯一的选择就是还是继续照做他该做的。
There is nothing that will allow the devil to do 180 degree turn.
没有这样的礼物送给魔鬼让他能够180度大转弯。
But we've been given that gift.
可是这样的礼物却给了你和我。
Something that the angels and the demons are all envious.
这些都是让天使也好魔鬼也好的特别嫉妒我们有的一个好礼物。
That we, fallen humanity, has been given on Easter, that opportunity to repent.
所以我们这罪恶的人性竟然在复活节的那一天收到了这样的一个礼物。
That's what the cross is about.
这就是十字架的礼物。
It's that Jesus paid the price so that you and I can repent.
耶稣基督付了这个代价就是为了让你和我真的进入悔改。
Not only to repent in order to enter the kingdom.
我说的不光只是说悔改为了让进神的国这一件事情。
But to repent in order to put things right.
我说的悔改是要带出行为的，最后行为是
对了。The reason why your marriage is not reconciled and not improving is because none of you are repenting.
因为如果你们的婚姻到现在为止都没有好转，是因为你们两者之间都没有真的进入过悔改。
Because you're too busy pointing finger at each other.
因为你们太忙着把自己的手指指到对方的身上。
And not paying attention to say, what have I done wrong?
可是却真的没有去注意到把指头指在自己，我到底做了些什么呢？
You see, God's gift of repentance is for you as an individual.
所以啊，神给的这个礼物是专门给你个人准备的。
You cannot offer repentance.
你自己是不可能真的能悔改到的。
Because you never died on the cross.
因为你自己也没有在十字架上真的死过。
But God can offer each one of us repentance.
但是神却可以把悔改的这件事情作为礼物给你们。
That's why we can never demand repentance from the other person.
所以你千万不要对对方或者其他人跟他们说你要悔改这句话。
Because you are not God.
你不是神。
You never die for them.
你也没有为他们而死过。
But what you can do.
你唯一可以做的。
Is to repent yourself.
是指着自己说我要悔改。
Without, let me tell you, without repentance, nothing and absolutely nothing will change.
如果没有悔改的话什么事情都不会改变都不会发生的。
The reason why you may find that your life is not changing because you have neglected repentance.
你要是觉得我这么多年基督徒可是我生命都没有改变是因为你就从来没有改变过。
Repentance is God's gift for you to change.
悔改是神给的你一个礼物让你能够改变。
To go from the minus to the positive.
让你可以从负面的走向正面的。
To go from that which is hopelessness, that which is bondage into freedom.
让你从绝望走到有希望，从捆绑到自由。
If you have experienced what true repentance is, then you have experienced at the same time what freedom is.
如果你真的悔改过的话，你一定经历过自由。
In all my life as a Christian, I found repentance is probably one of the most important revelation and truth.That I've ever had.
在我的整个信仰的过程当中，我相信悔改是那个最最重要的一个部分。
Every blessing, every change, Every transformation in my life have always happened because I repented.
我的生命之所以有改变、有翻转、有祝福，都是从悔改第一步开始的。
And the reason why we don't repent because we can't see why we are wrong.
那很多时候我们不悔改的原因，就是自己看自己就没什么错。
And if we can't see what we are wrong, then we can't repent.
你要自己都看不着自己有问题，那你肯定不愿意悔改呀。
We always justify why we are right.
我们每天就争着给自己争自己是对的那个人。
And we are expecting the other person to change.
然后我们就天天把希望放到对方的身上，我要你来改。
You waited 10 years, 20 years, 40 years now. How many more years will you do the same thing?
那你慢慢等哈，你可以从10年等到20年、30年，你看看这事会不会有改变。
This is why God wants me to preach this message today.
这是为什么神今天让我们再次来看这个话题。
Because Easter is all about repentance.
因为复活节是关乎于悔改的。
Handed to you with a nail-pierced hand, God is offering you this one thing: repent.
神把他钉痕的双手像礼物一样的放到你的面前，告诉你你要悔改。
For the kingdom of God is available.
因为神的国已经在这里了。
God's blessing. Is in front of you.
神的祝福就在你的面前。
Change for your life is in front of you.
你的生命的改变就在你的眼前。
Repentance will lead us to miracles.
悔改会带我们进入神迹。
Will open the doors of the impossibility.
会让那不可能的变成可能。
Repentance is God's gift to us.
悔改是神送给你我的一个礼物。
When we stand before God, we have no excuse.
当我们站在神的面前，我们根本就没有借口。
Because He has offered you repentance.
因为他已经把悔改的这个大礼物给你了。
There is no problem in your life that cannot be resolved.
你的生命就没有解决不了的问题。
If you begin with repentance.
如果你悔改了。
Amen. I tell you in all my ministry.
我告诉你，在我侍奉当中
was the key for my life.
我知道悔改是最关键的。
No matter how negative things are, how impossible things are, when I got on my knees and repented, God's miracle started happening.
不管事情有多么的糟糕，有多么的负面，当我跪下来在神面前真心实意的悔改的时候，马上就能看到改变。
Metanoia means to a change of mind.
悔改的意思是指改变心意。
It is a decision.
是一个决定。
Repentance begins with a decision.
悔改要从一个决定开始。
I am wrong.
我错了。
I need to repent.
我需要悔改。
That is almost impossible for many people.
这个与很多人来说，就说出这个话都不太可能了。
I am wrong.
就能够承认说我错了三个字。
It takes a miracle for many people to say that.
对很多人来说，就说出这三个字都是一个神迹。
Forget about saying it to the other person, just saying it to yourself.
还别说跟别人说了，就是跟自己说我错
了。I am wrong.
就说我错了。
Amen. I remember many years ago, life was good for me.
我记得很多年前好像生活很美好。
But I knew my heart was far away from God.
但是我知道我的心跟神很远。
And I remember in my room, I said these words.
我记得我在我的房间里说了这些话。
Lord,
主啊
I know I'm wrong.
我知道我错了。
I know my heart is far away from you.
我知道我的心远离了你。
I invite you.
我来邀请你。
To do something and to bring me back to you.
来让我回到你的里面。
You know, that's a dangerous prayer.
那是一个非常危险的祷告。
Prayer of repentance is dangerous.
当你要做悔改的祷告的时候，是一个很危险的动作。
But I'm glad.
但是我很高兴。
A relationship with Jesus is worth more than entire life.
与神的关系比世上的任何事情都要重要。
Worth more than any job.
比任何的工作都要重要。
Amen.Because if you can't turn a job down, then you can't. Then the job is too important to you.
如果你不能对一个工作说不的话，那证明这个工作与你才是最重要的。
And so it is too important for me.
所以有些事情太对我们也太重要了。
But when I pray that prayer,
但是当我对神说了这样的祷告时
，God must send the entire heavenly angels to work on my life.
神把整个天和所有的天使似乎都要赐下来给我，让我来发生这样的改变。
And began to dismantle it.
然后开始在我里面做了很多拆毁的工作。
I lost everything.
我开始好似失去了很多东西。
Because I said that prayer.
因为我当时做了这样的悔改的祷告。
But I'm telling you.
但是我告诉你。
That was my greatest blessing.
那是我最大的祝福。
Amen. Because.My mind needs to be changed.
因为我的心思意念改变。
I need to see life differently.
我需要换一个角度来看人生。
I need to see it from God.
我需要重新用神的角度来看神。
You see, as long as I don't see it as wrong, I don't need to be repenting.
只要那一天我不承认我错了。
Although life was good, everything was going good, I knew my heart was far away from God. It is wrong.
看似生活很美好，可是我心里却知道我的心离神很远，我错了。
What fool would pray for God to change a good life?
是什么样的傻瓜才会这样跟神来祷告说，神啊，我错了，做这样的悔改祷告呢？
Only a fool will not realize that they're backsliding.
只有不认识到自己远离神的才叫真正的傻瓜。
Many times we think we're clever, we're actually foolish.
很多时候我们自以为聪明，其实我们是傻的。
Because we're holding on to that which will perish, and not holding on to that which is eternal.
因为我们去紧紧抓住那些要朽坏的，却忘了去抓紧那不朽坏的。
A wise man will hold on to and invest that which is eternal.
那聪明的那智慧人，他们会抓住那永恒的东西。
When you lie on your deathbed, who is laughing?
当你躺在你的将要死亡的床上的时候，谁在
笑呢？ Who is looking forward?
谁最盼望呢？
To waking up on the other side.
谁又盼望着我一醒来，我到了另一个地方呢？
Then we can tell who's been foolish.
那个时候才真的能看到谁是有智慧，谁是傻瓜。
Sometimes when we repent,
有的时候当我们祷悔改的时候，
it could cost us our pride.
会有代价。
What's dear to us?
关乎我们里头非常自傲的那个代价。
That's why Jesus said to the young man, "One thing you lack.
这是为什
么 Sell everything, give to the poor, then follow me."
这是为什么耶稣对那个年轻有钱的富有的年轻人说，他说你就有一样东西没有做到，就是你放下身上的世上的所有的一切来跟随我。
If I heard that from God, I would say, "Get behind me, Satan."
如果我当时要是听到这样的话，我肯定会说，撒旦，退后面去。
You see, God knows.That we don't have the strength.
神知道我们没有这样的力量
or the ability to even turn around.
也没有这样的能力可以改变
But what he wants from you is just a decision.
但是神想要你做的只是一个决定而已
You just need to decide.
你就是需要决定
That I'm wrong.
我错了
And God will begin the process of the rest.
然后神会接着做事情
Repentance is in three steps.
悔改有三个步骤。
First,
第一
you make a decision.
你要做一个决定。
Second,
第二
you humble yourself.
你需要谦卑下来。
Humility is the journey. Humility is the process.
谦卑就是我们的这个路程。
Decision is a starting point.
但是我们那个决定就是第一步。
And then you go through the humility.
然后你需要被谦卑下来，被降卑。
To let go.
去开始放手。
To let go of yourself.
要放手你自己
You may suffer the humiliation.
你会在这种谦卑的过程当中很痛苦。
And the third.
第三
is repent.
是悔改。
Because that repentance is the doorway.
因为悔改就给你开了一扇门。
To your blessing.
进入你的祝福当中。
Amen. That's why John the Baptist said to the Pharisees, repent.For the kingdom of God is at hand.
这是为什么施洗约翰对那些法利赛人说，他说你们要悔改，神的国已经近了。
You see, repentance for the Jews was something religious, something that they do.
那对于犹太人来说，他们好像讲悔改都讲到已经麻木了，因为他们的仪式里面就有一个悔改礼。
But they had to humble themselves.
但是他们其实真的是需要降卑下来。
After they make a decision.
当他们真的来做一个决定。
They have to step into the water.
他们需要走进到水里头。
Humble themselves as religious leaders.
会谦卑他们下来，作为他们是宗教领袖。
And be baptized in the water.
然后又在水里头受洗。
Amen. Decision, humility.
决定，降卑。
And repent.
然后再悔改。
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every problem in life
生命中的每一个问题
no matter what,
不管怎么样
we'll begin with a decision,
都会从一个决定先开始
we'll then follow by humility,
然后接着你需要降卑谦卑下来
and then you'll receive the true repentance,
然后你才会真的经历到真正的悔改
Christianity without problem is a false gospel,
基督信仰如果没有苦难的话是一个错误的福音
Let me say that againEvery people are preaching, when you become a Christian, everything will be great. God is good. Everything will be happy. No, Christianity, 50% of it is pain. 50% of it is blessing.
那如果你有人跟你说哎呀来信主吧信主可好了可多可多祝福了那人家没给你传真福音。真福音是你要告诉人家实话是的有一半祝福但是有一半要受苦的。
A part of that pain is when you decide,
但是在那个苦难中间是需要你来决定
And humble yourself
你需要来谦卑下来
And that might require you to forgive
那个在那个过程当中你可能需要饶恕
Do something that you don't want to do
你会要做一些你自己都不太愿意做的事情
When you want to be free from a bondage is a decision
当你想从枷锁里面走出来的时候是你自己的决定
Followed by humility
接着需要有谦卑的态度
To say that I've got a problem
你需要承认我才是那个问题
And the problem is not you, it's me
问题不是在你身上是在我身上
Amen?We like to blame the problem on someone else.
我们总是喜欢把问题丢给别人，说都是你的问题。
The reason why it's like a thief saying, the reason why I steal is because you don't offer me a job.
就像小偷说，之所以我要去偷，是因为你不给我工作。
Stop kidding yourself.
不要自欺欺人了。
Amen. When we decide this is wrong, it is the right decision. But then the humility is, I got to admit that I'm wrong.
第一点是先做一个决定说我错了可是我错了还不够你需要第二步你要真的谦卑下来真看到我错了
And then come before God.
然后来到神面前
That is true repentance.
那个才叫真正的悔改
Amen. Otherwise, you're kidding yourself.
要不然的话你就是自己玩自己
Don't waste time with Christianity. This is no good for you.
你就不要在那种自欺欺人里面继续有这样的所谓的信仰
了。Because your Christianity is just a religion.
因为你要是这样自欺欺人的去信
仰神的话，It has no power.
它就是一个宗教，它对你的人生没有力量。
Because the power only comes from repentance.
因为这个力量是借着悔改走入你里面的。
Because finally we will stand before God.
所以最后我们会站在神的面前。
And God will say to you, "My son died for you."
神会对你说，我让我的儿子为你而死了。
And I offered you repentance.
然后我给了你一个这么好的礼物，叫做悔改。
That's why in Acts chapter 17 it says, "God is no longer accepting any excuse from any human being." But he demands repentance.
这是在《使徒行传》十七章里面说，神不会再接受任何人的悔改，他不会再接受别的悔改，他只要你悔改。
In other words, Acts chapter 17 tells us humanity has no more excuse.
所以啊，这个经文在告诉我们，人已经再没有借口了。
Because God has offered us repentance.
因为神已经把悔改的礼物给你我了。
If we accept or reject.It's the decision of your eternity.
你是接受也好，拒绝也好，这就是你自己在永恒里面要做的决定。
I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, Easter, we can easily turn Easter into a very emotional, oh, isn't God great? How he died for us kind of motion.
复活节也有人会这样办，就是我们一定要讲，哎呀，神的受难啊，死啊，然后搞得非常的情绪啊，让我们的情绪都很激动啊。
But if only we witness the suffering of Jesus,
但是
the death of Jesus,Our tears will be not good enough.
但是如果你没有真的意识到神为你的死和受苦真正做了什么的话，你光哭也什么用都没有。
All of that in order for you and me to have repentance.
这些都耶稣所做的，就是为了让你我可以进入悔改。
This is no excuse.
没借口不悔改。
No excuse.
你没借口不悔改。
Amen.When we are arguing with our beloved at home, it is no excuse.
当你在跟你的夫妻在家吵架，跟家人吵架的时候，你没借口。
When we backslide, it's no excuse.
当我们离神远离的时候，我们没借口。
Because God demands repentance.
因为神给了你一个悔改的祝福的机会。
Because He offered us repentance.
神让我们有悔改的这样的机会。
That's why the gospel is powerful.
这是为什么福音这么有力量？
It works.
因为它真管用。
But it only works to those who humble themselves in repentance.
但是福音管用只在那些谦卑的人身上，愿意以谦卑的态度来悔改的人身上才管用。
And so we look at 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6 and 7.
我们来看看彼得前书。
Humble yourself therefore under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you.Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you.
彼得前书五章六到七节，所以你们要谦卑伏在神大能的手下，这样到了适当的时候，他必使你们升高。你们要将一切的忧虑献给神，因为他眷顾你们。
Many times when people say, Pastor,
很多人说
can you help me?
很多人来跟我说，牧师啊，你帮帮我吧。
It's very easy for me to say, pray about it.
我很容易就对你说啊，祷告祷告啊，要祷告。
Let God take care of your problem.
让神来啊管住你的问题哈。
But if I love you enough,
但是如果我真的爱你的话
，If I love you enough,
如果我真的是爱你的话
，I will always tell you one thing.
我会告诉你这个事情。
And those of you who receive my counsel always hear me say this.
你那些真的来向我求助过的人，我都对你说过这个话。
Make a decision.
我说你现在要做一个决定。
Forgiveness is a decision.
能够饶恕也是一个决定。
Repentance is a decision.
能够悔改更是一个决定。
You always hear me say that. Decide.
你会总听到我说你要决定。
If you don't decide,
如果你现在不决定
，Go away.
你就走吧。
I can't help you.
那我就不帮你了。
If you decide, I can help you.
如果你做了这个决定，我继续帮你。
And if you say, Pastor, I decide.
然后有人过来说，好好，我决定了。
I would say, Good decision.
我会先说，好，决定是做得很好。
You have done the right thing.
你做了一个很好的决定。
Then what will I say to you now?
然后你猜我下一步会跟你说什么？
Then I begin verse 6. Humble yourself.
然后我会看到前面的这个经文对你说，你要谦卑下来。
So are you sure you want to call me?
你确定你现在还要继续跟我打电话吗？
You're always going to hear me say, make a decision.
你会听到我对你说，你要决定。
Do you really want to be well?
你真的想要事情发生改变吗？
Or do you just want to moan?About how bad your husband or your wife is to me.
还是说你就是打电话来跟我吐槽，告诉我你老公或者老婆有多
差劲呢？ Those of you who ever call me realize.
很多人打电话来给我的时候，发现
you end up feeling humbled.
然后你会在我的这个谈话当中觉得非常的被降卑。
Yeah, if I was counting, 你自己说。
我就说那是你自己的问题。
I said, forget about talking to the other person.
所以呀，你不要去吐槽对方了。
What about you?
你想想自己吧。
What about you?
你想想自己吧。
You want to be a hypocrite? You want to be a Pharisee?
你想像法利赛人那样
？What about you?
两面人吗？
Are you 100% right?
你是百分之百都对了吗？
If so, here's some stones. Throw it.
如果你觉得你什么都好，什么都对，你拿个石头砸一砸。
But if you can't,
那如果你承认
，then you need to humble yourself.
你马上就应该谦卑下来。
Come before God.
你会来到神的面前。
The Lord,
对神说
，Forget about.Anybody else? It's me and you.
不要想到旁边还有人哦，就是主啊，只有我和你。在真的要谦卑下来。
I am wrong.
主啊，我错了。
When you are able to say that,
当你能对主说出这话
，then,
然后
verse 7,
第七节
，it will apply.
就会在你身上发生。
God is asking you to cast your problems to Him, not cast stones at other people.
神要你把一切的忧虑都卸下扔给神，不是让你把问题扔给别人。
I hope today you don't get me wrong.
今天你们不要误会我哟。
It is a spirit in me that's making me talk like this.
是我里面的灵使我如此来说话了。
Because God knows the day is coming you need each other.
因为神知道当他来的时候我们需要对方。
You need to be right with God.
你们需要跟神是和好的关系。
You don't know whether Russia will send a nuclear warhead, bang, and everybody dies. And next meeting, heaven.
你都无法想象明天会发生什么。万一俄罗斯今天直接给咱们丢个炸弹，下一个星期的聚会我们直接在天上见。
What happens if Putin sends a warhead, bang, in the middle of East Ham, and then next week, Is this East Ham or is it Wise Heaven? How can we see so many angels?
说不定咱们 East Ham 什么时候就有一个炸弹突然放下来，然后我们下一周说，哎，我们的聚会怎么这么美好？
原来
我们在天上啊！
And suddenly you see Jesus standing there preaching.
然后你突然发现，哎，怎么站在上面讲道的不是牧师，原来是耶稣在上面讲道啊！
We are living in dangerous times.
我们现在已经在很危险的时
间了。And I feel in my spirit, the Holy Spirit is crying out.
我知道我们里面的灵，他在
Put our relationship right with God.
说让我们与神的关系真实的和好。
Don't go to heaven with a regret.
不要到了天上的时候满全部都是后悔。
Put your relationships right with each other.
让我们现在人与人之间的关系就是一个和好。
If your husband or your wife is so bad, why did you marry them in the first place?
那你要是觉得你的老公老婆那么差，老是吐槽的话，那你第一次刚干什么就要嫁给他吗？
When you are chasing after her or him or her.I will get you the moon. I will do everything for you. I will die for you.
你们互相追对方的时候，你们是不是都已经应许了要把月亮星星都摘下来给他？
How can a beautiful person become a monster?
为什么一个漂亮的女人最后一漂亮的人最后变成了一个大怪兽？
What's changed?
托付
Your mind.
什么变化了？是你的头脑心思意念变化了。
It's not your wife gained some weight.
不是因为你的太太重了。
Because she will always be beautiful in your eyes.
因为她在你的眼中可以永远都是美好的。
It's your mind.
是你的心思和意念。
You have decided.
是你做了这个决定。
That you married the wrong person.
你认为我娶错了，嫁错了。
You decided.
你自己认为的。
You made a mistake.
你自己觉得，哎呀，我犯了一个错误。
Until you change your mind, nothing will change.
除非你自己的心思意念改变，要不然就没有什么改变可发生。
Instead, you say, God gave me this wife.
是你自己的头脑里头说，神啊，你给我这个妻子。
And you just keep remember in the days of old.
你就要记得当时你使劲追的时候。
How you labored hard.
你当时追得多痛苦，多辛苦啊。
You spent all day with your girlfriend.
你那天对你的女朋友花一天时间都不够。
And then after home, you phone her again.
回到家以后还嫌不够，要打电话再继续。
Spend another 5 hours on the phone.
然后在电话费要花5个小时的时间。
Amen. In the old days,
在旧的时候，以前的时候
，we didn't have text.
我们那个时候
，we didn't have FaceTime.
我们那个时候都不能视频的。
When I was missing.Suzanne,
当我想我的妻子的时候
I have to fax her.
我那个时候还要用那个以前的那种传播机
We have to write letters.
我们那时候还要写信手写信哦
Amen. How many of you remember letters?
你们还记不记得有手写信要写信给别人
的 I remember years ago, I have to write a letter, dearest.
我还记得很多年前我还要开始说亲爱的某某某
And then you send it and you pray.
然后你把它放到信箱里面，然后你要祷告。
And then a few days later, it gets to her.
几天以后，终于到了对方的家里。
And then you pray.
然后你就继续祷告。
That she'll write back to you.
她会给你回信哦。
All of that might take 10 days.
然后这个整个过程
2 weeks.
可能会花10天到2个星期的时间。
Today, text.
今天就是一个短信就搞定了。
2 seconds later, why she not replying?
2秒钟后就问她为什么不回我消息。
You understand?
你们明白吗?
We got to get back to some old-fashioned thinking.
所以我们要回到以前的那个时代的想法。
Amen. And be patient with each other.
需要对对方有耐心。
Spend time looking at the 9 or the 6.
要看清楚，睁大眼睛看看到底是6还是9来着。
But it all changes when you make a decision.
但是一旦你做了决定，变化就会开始。谦卑下来，变化就会开始。然后进入到悔改。
James chapter 4 verse 67 says, But he gives more grace, therefore it is God who opposes the proud and gives grace to the humble. Submit yourself therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
雅各书4:6-7，但是他赐更多的恩典，正如经上说，
Peter,
神抵挡骄傲的人，但赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要顺服神，抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必逃避你们。
God will resist you.
神不会逃避你们。
No, God will resist you.
神会拒绝你，会抵挡你。
You thought God was really nice, huh?
你觉得神很好不啦？
You know, sometimes God loves us so much, but we misunderstand him.
有的时候呢，你把神想得太好了，然后对神的这个好有点误解。
He will insist on you humbling.
他会坚持的到你真的谦卑为止。
Otherwise, he said, I can't hear you.
然后要不然神就装。
Lord, help me, Lord. I can't hear you.
你就大声的喊主啊，帮助我。神说我听不见。
Isn't that how we feel in our Christian life?
是不是你们生命中有这样的经历？
God has a hearing problem.
你觉得神耳朵是不是有点背？
No.We got the problem.
不是，问题不是神，是我们。
God cannot look at us, and then we come before Him self-righteously.
神不会在我们自以为意、自以为对的来到他面前的时候，
主啊，你知道我啊，我是一个很谦卑的圣徒啊。
Lord, you know I'm very humble.
但是我的老公啊
，But my husband.
他怎么样？他怎么样？他怎么样
？Really, really bad.
咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋
咋咋咋咋咋
咋咋咋咋咋咋
咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋
咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋
咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋
咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋
咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋
咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋
咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋咋
咋咋咋咋咋咋
主啊，你帮助我吧。
Yes.
是的。
What do you want me to do?
你需要我做什么呢？
Can you fix this in my family? Can you help my son? Can you help my wife or my husband?
你能解决我现在的问题吗？解决我的婚姻问题吗？解决我儿子的问题吗？我丈夫的问题吗？妻子的问题吗？
When you repent, God is on your side.
当你悔改时，神就真的站在你这边。
What happens when we are proud and we refuse to repent?
那如果你是那骄傲的人，然后又不肯悔改，会怎么发生呢？
He opposes you.
神抵挡你。
Hallelujah. What does the word oppose mean?
抵挡是什么意思？
Oppose means he's against you.
抵挡就是他反对你。
Amen. But everybody think.Oh, God understands my heart. Yes, He does.
很多人说啊，神明白我的心，是神明白你的心。
But He doesn't mean you're right.
但是并不见得你是对的哦。
Gosh, I've heard God a few times, almost like an audible voice.
我有好几次神对我说话的时候，基本上快耳朵要听见的时候。
When I thought I was right.
我那个时候自以为意，就觉得自己是对的。
Until you realize what He really thinks of it.
直到我真的意识到神是怎么想这个问题的。
You know, even God's harshest voice, harshest words is so loving and so kind.
你知道，就连神
It delivers you.
就连神责备的声音都这么有爱，到我们最后得释放。
And then He says, "Draw near." Next verse, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your heart, you double-minded."
第八节，要亲近神，神。就必亲近你们有罪的人呐、啊，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呐、啊，要洁净你们的心。
So God is demanding.
神在要求我们。
You to make a decision.
你必须要做一个决定。
Don't be double-minded.
千万不要成为那个心怀二意的人。
A double-minded person is someone who can't make up their mind. Can't make a decision.
心怀二意的人做不了决定。
Decide.
所以现在就决定。
God says, "Purify ourselves."
神说要洁净我们。
And decide.
所以现在要决定了。
Amen. Why is this so important?
为什么这么重要呢？
It's because God knows without repentance, you and I are alone.
因为没有悔改的话，我们是孤独的。
God is with you, but He can't do much.
神是想跟你同在，但他也做不了什么。
Because you won't allow Him.
因为你根本就不准他做什么。
The only reason why in our lives we don't see much of God in action is because we don't allow Him.
很多时候在我们的生命当中，我们看不到神做事，因为你就没有给神这个允许来做事情。
We don't allow Him to bless us.
我们都没有准神来祝福我们。
Because we don't humble ourselves.
因为我们不够谦卑。
We refuse to repent.
因为我们拒绝悔改。
Amen. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们,
adopt a repentant lifestyle.
悔改是一生的一个生活习惯。
I tell you, I repent every day.
我告诉你，每天都是应该有悔改的。
Not for religious reason.
不是为了宗教原因。
Because I don't want to be wrong with God.
是因为我真的不想跟神的关系出问题。
Because I don't want to hinder His blessing upon my life.
我也不想因为我的不悔改成了我和神中间的一堵墙。
Amen. I will tell the Holy Spirit all the time, Holy Spirit, you better tell me when I'm not right.
所以我老是跟圣灵说，圣灵啊，你要看到我哪儿不对，你一定要提醒我。
God loves us.
神很爱我们。
But don't resist God.
但是不要抵挡神。
God really loves us.
神真的爱我们。
But we must open the door for Him to bless us.
但是我们需要为神开一扇门，让他的祝福进来。
How come? How come? The Bible says God loves the world.That he gave his only begotten son, that none should perish.
为什么圣经上是说神如此的爱世人，把自己的儿子都赐给世人，就是为让人不要再灭亡。
It is God's will for everybody to be saved.
如这是神的旨意，他希望人人都得救。
Then how come not everyone is saved?
但为什么很多人就没得救呢？
Because not everyone wants to repent.
因为不是很多人都愿意真的来悔改的。
And so we see in Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, he says, From that time, Jesus, when Jesus came out of the wilderness, he says, From that time, Jesus began to preach, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of God of heaven is at hand.
所以马太福音四章十七节说，从那时候，耶稣开始宣讲说，你们要悔改，因为天国近了。
So what did Jesus say? To possess the kingdom of God, you need to repent.
所以耶稣在告诉你我，你我想在天国里，那你们要悔改。
You and I need the power of the kingdom.
你我都需要天国的能力。
So the only way to get hold of that kingdom power is through repentance.
那能够拿到天国能力的，就是要借着悔改这件事情。
Amen. That is why sometimes, brothers and sisters, we think there's nothing to repent.
所以啊，弟兄姊妹，我们有时候觉得，嗯，想想没什么好悔改的。
But if you allow the Holy Spirit,
如果你允许圣灵
to speak to you,
来今天对你说话，
you realize,
你会发现
there are things that you refuse to acknowledge.
有很多是你自己想蒙蔽双眼不敢面对的。
That you are backslidden.
比如说你跟神的关系
that you're cold,
疏远。你可能冷淡
了 that you're unforgiving.
然后你不愿意饶恕某个人
Amen. I'm sorry today is a bit harsh.
对不起啊，今天说话很重哎。
The good stuff come next week.
下一周我会讲好听的。
This is why this one sermon will last you 2 weeks.
起码今天的这个讲道你有两周时间可以好好想一想。
I'm talking to myself.
我也是在对我自己来说。
I'm challenging myself.
我也是在挑战我自己。
Because I know the days are dangerous.
因为我知道危险的日子要
来。The days are evil.
我们知道邪恶的日子在这。
We need to put our relationship right with God.
所以我们和神的关系真的要对正确的。
I am talking to you like a watchman at the watchtower.
所以我跟你们讲话的身份就像我是那个守望者。
I am seeing evil at the horizon.
我已经看到了那邪恶的一面了。
We must get our relationship right with God.
所以我们要赶紧跟神修复好关系。
And get our relationship right with each other.
要跟人修复好关系。
Because we need each other.
因为我们太需要对方了。
You see, the rich man when he died.
所以那个富有的人当他死了以后。
Lazarus died as well.
拉撒路也死了。
The rich man was so rich that he didn't have time to hear the gospel.
那富有的人死了以后呢，他太富有了，所以他没有时间去听到福音。
But in Luke it tells us when he got to hell, he realized.
当他去到地狱的时候，他发现
heaven is real.
他发现原来天是
paradise
天堂是真的
is real.
原来那个园是真的
Abraham is real.
原来亚伯拉罕是真的
But he sees Lazarus.
但是他看到了拉撒路在上面。
Being really close to Abraham.
看到拉撒路和亚伯拉罕在一起。
But then he sees himself tormented.
然后他就看他自己在阴间受苦。
That he was thirsty.
然后他觉得很渴。
But there was a gulf between him and Lazarus.
但是在他和拉撒路之间有一条鸿沟。
The man who had the best of life.
这个富有的人曾经生活是最美好的。
Was foolish.
其实是一个傻瓜。
Because he did not invest.In the right place.
他没有把他的时间都投资在一个正确的地方。
I remember one Christmas.
我记得有一个圣诞节。
About 15 years ago.
大概15年前。
A family member said to me.
有一个家人对我说。
Joshua.
Joshua.
Buy some bitcoins.
买一些大的那种金啊银的那种。
I said, how much are they?
然后我问他要多少钱呢、啊、
？£1 each.
他说哦，一磅而已。
Forget it.
我说哎呀，一磅的硬币有什么好要的
？If only I listened.
如果那个时候我要听我的家人的话。
If only I spent £100.
如果我当时只要花100磅买
100个小硬币，
那我今天就会发财了。
I won't be preaching here today.
我也不会给你们来讲道了。
Amen. If only the rich man would realize.
如果当年如果这个富有的人意识到
something that is far more precious than Bitcoin.
他的生命中有比那些硬币重要
多的东西。It is about his eternal life.
是关乎他永恒生命的东西。
So therefore, he says to Abraham.
然后他当时对亚伯拉罕说
"Why don't somebody from the dead go to my household and tell my 5 brothers?"
你能不能差一些人到我的家里去？我还有五个弟兄，他们还没死呢。
To receive the gospel.
让他们赶快接受福音吧。
Amen. So many people say today, "Don't tell me about yes." So, don't tell me about the gospel. I haven't got the time.
很多人都在拒绝福音。现在。
Amen.But that rich man
但是富有的人
says,
他当时这样说
Father Abraham, send somebody back.
他说亚伯拉罕你能不能差几个人到我的家乡去
And tell my 5 brothers.
告诉我那五个兄弟
Don't come here.
千万不要到我现在这个地方来
Don't come to this place of torment.
不要到我这个受苦的阴间来
Then Abraham says,
然后亚伯拉罕的回答是
If they won't listen to Moses and the prophets, they won't listen to a dead person.
他说如果有摩西五经有所有的圣经都在那里他们都不听的话今天我就是把一些死人派回去他也不会听的
in chapter 16 verse 30 the rich man replies to Abraham
这就是我们现在看到的这个故事在路加福音16章23节
He hasn't changed his mind yet
这个人还是没有悔改哦
He is still arguing
他还在跟亚伯拉罕争
My brothers and sisters, this is his characteristic.
你们来看看这种性格。
The rich man, when he was alive, always think he's right.
这个富有的人，他的一生当中就觉得自己永远都是对的。
Because that's why he's rich.
这是为什么他就觉得我是有钱嘛，所以我都
是对的。For him,
it's
always no, you are wrong, I am right.
所以他平时就很习惯这种反驳的方法。不，我是对的，你是错的。
If that's your opening remarks most of the time you need to repent
如果你跟人的讲话中间总是在这样指出人错误你要小心你是否也是这样骄傲的人、
啊、不是啊是你不对
你每次最爱说的就是 No you are wrong
是你是魔鬼不是我
You're the devil
牧师说你是魔鬼
Pastor said you are the devil
You see I only ever appear in people's arguments right when it comes to the Bible 牧师说
每次当我们一到圣经争论的时候我的名字就出现了就有人说牧师说 Pastor said
But then he said No Father Abraham His habit
就看这个人讲话他就真的是那种争论性的讲话一刚开始就说不
I am still right
我是对的
No Father Abraham
他说不我祖亚伯拉罕啊
But if someone goes to him from the dead they will repent
如果真的是死人当听到这句话都、哦、他说假如有一个人从死人中到他们那里去他们一定会悔改的
Notice the word repent
你们看到这个悔改两个字吗
That is the key
这就是关键
That is what the rich man has rejected
这个就是当时富有的人之所以没有上到上面就是这个原因
God's gift for repentance
神给了一个这么好的礼物
He said,
叫悔改
Because I refuse to repentGo send someone back that they, my brothers, might repent.
他说我不要悔改，可是呢，你派几个死人去跟我五个弟兄说，说不定他们会悔改。
And then when we come to the book of Revelation, chapter 2 and 3, John talks about Jesus talking to 7 churches.
所以我们来看看。启示录里面的2到3节是约翰在说耶稣对7个教会讲话。
And God.And Jesus says good or bad in each church.
耶稣对每个教会都有好的和不好的评价。
And when a church is deficient, he always says repent.
但是他当时讲到那个以弗所的教会，他会用悔改两个字。
Now let me ask you, there are churches, right?
那我们现在这里有一些教会，是不是？
So who is he talking to?
那你觉得他在对哪个教会讲话？
He's talking to believers.
他们是在对相信的信徒讲
话。So repentance is not only for non-believers. Repentance is for believers.
信徒悔改两个礼这个礼物不是给非信徒的，也是给信徒的。
Notice he says, repent.
所以听到他说悔改。
And then he say, he who overcomes.
然后他接着就会说凡得胜的就会怎么怎么样。
And here is the formula.
所以你会发现他讲话的那个
公式。Every single difficulty you face in life.
所以你生命中遇到的每一个问题。
Everything that is you find impossible.
你那些觉得不可能成就的事情。
Impossible to be free, impossible to do.
不可能得自由，不可能得释放的事情。
Anything that is that you are deficient.
你觉得你没有效率的问题。
He's saying to you.
他在耶稣对你说悔改。
After you repent, then overcome.
如果你悔改。后面就会说凡得胜的就怎样。
You see, many times we believe we can overcome.
很多时候我们都说我们也想得胜啊。
But Jesus said, repent first.
但是耶稣说悔改是第一步，
先悔改。And then overcome.
然后才有可能得胜的。
Because repentance invites God into partnership.
因为悔改才会真正的邀请神和我们一体。
And in that partnership, you can overcome. 在我们
和神的同工当中才会真的
有得胜。And so if we look at the last...Church, Laodicea, we see the example.
那我们来看看第最后的第七个教会。
And in verse chapter 3, verse 19 to 20, say, Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline. So be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and eat with him and he with me.
启示录三章十九到二十节说凡我所疼爱的我就责备管教所以你们要发热心也要悔改看哪、啊、我站在门外叩门若听见我声音而开门的我要进去到他里面我与他他与我一起吃饭
So Jesus is encouraging Laodicea the church of Laodicea said spend time to correct yourself to discipline yourself
所以耶稣在对第七个教会说他说你要花时间来被管教来被纠正
said, Those that I love I will correct
因为你是我疼爱的所以我才责备管教
But notice he includes the word repent
特别看到有没有悔改两个字
See Jesus can only do so much for us But the repentance must come from you
神可以为你做很多可是你先要有悔改这是你要开门的地方
And even the Bible says even the repentance part God is trying to help you to repent
那连圣经都说就连悔改这个能力我们都没有神都要赐给我们当礼物才有悔改的能力
What, How does he do that?
神怎么做呢
By being good to you
神爱你用良善待你
Romans chapter 2 verse 24 says It is the goodness, the kindness of God that leads us to repentance
罗马书二章二十四节说是神的恩慈才使你悔改
Sometimes, right, when we mess around with God
很多时候
God doesn't send a thunderbolt and kill us
很多时候
Because he's good to us
当我们调皮的时候神没有来鞭打我们或者是丢一个火球给我们他而是以恩慈待我们
Because he wants repentance
为的是要悔改这个结果
Why?
为什么
Because he wants to bless you.
因为神想要你用悔改开门才给你祝福
Amen. And then in verse 20 he says, go back, 20 say, behold.
所以二十节说看哪
What does he do? He's waiting for that repentance.
神就说看哪我在等着你悔改呢
I know we use that verse for evangelism.
我知道我们也经常爱说看哪在我们的传福音当中
But the context is Jesus is knocking on the door.
但是其实真正不要断经取义哦这里面讲的
是神在敲门 What is he knocking?
神在敲什么门
He's knocking on your door waiting for you to open.
他在敲你的心门让你为他开门
And here is the evidence that repentance is to open the door for Jesus to come in to help you.
所以这里就是我们可以看到的证据。证据就是耶稣站在你的心门外叩门，就等着你开门呢。
How many of you and I want Jesus to come and help me?
那今天你我有多少人愿意让神到我们的里面来
？Ask the Holy Spirit.
我们今天来问圣灵。
God is working on your zealousness, working on your discipline, working on.Reprove, correcting you.
神在你的身上
But he's also waiting for you to repent.
是神在你身上做了很多美好的工作，让你发热心，让你得责备、得管教。但是神一直在等你悔改。
And if you don't know what you need to repent of, then ask the Holy Spirit.
如果你自己连悔改个什么都想不出来的话，那就真的是要祷告，要圣灵来提醒你。
Holy Spirit, can you tell me what do I need to repent?
然后你问圣灵说啊，圣灵啊，我错到哪里了？麻烦你提醒我一下。
Say, I'm glad you asked.
然后圣灵会说，哎呀，终于问这个问题了。
How much time do you have?
你现在还有多久时间呢
？Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And then he says in verse 21, "The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, and I will and also conquered and sat down with my father." On his throne.
所以三章二十节告诉我们，得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
And here is the proof.
这里是一个证明哦。
That repentance opens the door for Jesus.
悔改就开了一扇门给耶稣。
And when Jesus enters,
当耶稣进到我们里面
，in partnership with Jesus,
跟我们同工时
，we overcome.
我们就会得胜。
That's why in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, he says the weapon of warfare is not carnal but mighty to pull down strongholds.
所以在哥林多后书二章里面说到，我们的那些工具能够让我们得胜的，都是那些不是肉体，不是属肉体的，而是属神的。
So therefore, my interpretation is this: the mighty weapon is not just prayer.
所以我们最强的工具，我今天跟你们说的不是祷告。
Because I try prayer.
因为我以前也试着就祷告。
Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't.
有的时候管用，有的时候不管用。
But every time when I pull down that stronghold together with repentance.
但是如果我要摧毁一个营垒，我发现最成功的那一步就是悔改。
My mind changes.
当我的心思意念发生转变。
It changes.
我的心思意念转变了。
So therefore, I submit to you.That pulling down strongholds, the weapon, the spiritual weapon that God gave us is repentance.
所以今天我告诉你这个妙招，如果你要拉到把这个营垒拉下来的话，你最重要的就是悔改。
And we end here in Psalm 32, verse 1 to 2. Blessed is the one whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man against whom the Lord counts no iniquity, and in whose spirit.There is no deceit.
我们今天以这样的经文来结束诗篇32篇一到二节，过犯得赦免，罪恶蒙遮盖的人有福了。耶和华不算为有罪，内心没有诡诈的人有福了。
It starts with a decision.
就从决定开始吧。
The process is humility.
在这个过程当中，需要你的态度就是谦卑。
And the open door.Is repentance.
我们需要你为神打开一扇门，打开的方法就是悔改。
This is how God chooses to bless us.
这是神选择来祝福我们的这个方式。
Lord,
让我们一起祷告，主啊
，Search our hearts.
今天你来看看我们的内心。
May we know, O God,
让我们真的知道
，In any areas that we are resisting you,
在我们生命中有哪些地方在抵挡你
？That we are proud.
哪里有我们真的很骄傲之处
Lord, set us free, Lord.
主啊你今天来释放
We humble ourselves before you.
主啊我们谦卑地来到你的面前
And we ask you to help us.
主啊我们也祷告你来帮助我们
To get to a place that we could truly repent.
让我们能够真的看见然后进入真的悔改
And that which what Jesus did on the cross for me.
让我知道耶稣在十字架上为我所做的
That I may open the door of my heart.
所以我今天把我的心门向你打开
And allow him to deliver me.
我允许耶稣来释放我
Allow him to bless me.
我允许你的祝福进到我里面
Father, you love us so much.
父啊你这么的爱我
No matter, Lord, where we are.
不管我在哪里
I really believe, oh God, every single one of us.
我都相信我们当中每一人
Especially myself.
特别是我自己
I can take that bigger step forward.
我们都可以再往前再迈一大步
If I learn to open that door for you.
如果我尝试着再把心门又一次打开
So Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵啊
Let your light shine on my heart.
让你的光在我的心里面照亮
And know what's the iniquity that is there.
能看到我自己里面的不是
Let me see you, God.
主啊，让我能看见你。
Things that are getting in the way.
能看到有什么事情阻拦了你。
For I want my life to be put right.
因为主啊，我想让我的生命现在是和好。
I want relationships to be restored.
主啊，我想和你的关系再次恢复。
That I may live for the glory of God.
主啊，我让为你的荣耀而活。
Lord, you love me.
主啊，你爱我。
And I want to love you back.
主啊，我也想以同样的爱回你。
And say to you, Lord.
主啊，对你来说。
Yes.
是的，主。
Yes, Lord.
是啊，主。
You're not only my savior.
你不光是我的救主。
But you are my master.
你还是我的主人。
Come into my heart.
主啊，你进入到我里面。
And be free.
让我得自由。
Put things in order.
让事情一步一步的有顺序。
That I may have life,
让我有得到你的生命。
And have more abundantly,
得到更丰盛的生命。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名。
Let's all stand. That we receive this message.
我们今天能够真的听进去今天的道。
In this time of your life,
在我们现在的过程当中
，God's love is crying out to you.
神的爱向你呼求着。
That God is inviting us.
神在邀请你我。
To draw near to Him.
那在我们更亲近他。
Humble ourselves.
让我们谦卑下来。
And to open our hearts to Him.
让我们把心门打开。
Through repentance.
借着悔改这件事。
So that He can restore us.
让神可以来恢复到我们。
So that He can defeat the enemy.
让他能够来击败魔鬼。
So that you can overcome.
让我们能够得胜。
Lord, we hear you.
主啊，我们听到了。
Help us, Holy Spirit.
圣灵，你来帮助我们。
To know your voice.
听到你的声音。
If you want change, brothers and sisters,
如果你想要改变，
there's nothing you can do about other people.
你对他人做不了什么的。
There's nothing you can do about your wife or your husband or your children.
你想对你的丈夫、妻子和孩子去改变他们什么，做不到的。
But what you can do is yourself.
你能唯一改变的是你自己。
When you get yourself right with God,
如果你跟神的关系对了。
Then when you begin to pray for your children,
然后那当你再为你的家人祷告时，
you will be partnering with Jesus.
你会跟神同工起来了。
You will think differently.
你会以不同的方式在思考了。
And you will hear differently.
你会听到不同的感受，不同的消息了。
Lord, I pray.
主啊，我们祷告。
Let us not rely on ourselves.
让我们不是靠着自己。
Let us truly rely on you.
让我们依靠的是你。
Help us, Lord.
主啊，你来帮助。
To bless our lives.
来祝福我们的生命。
That we may be able to bless others.
让我们的生命才能够祝福到他人生命。
And as you knock on the door,
主啊，你在我的心门外叩门。
I open my heart.
我打开我的心门给你。
And I welcome you, Jesus.
我今天欢迎你进来。
For you are the only God.
因为你是那唯一的神。
That really loves me.
真的爱我。
That no one else cares.
其他人都不管。
But you care about me.
只有你如此的关心。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let the Holy Spirit touch my heart.
让圣灵来触摸我的心。
Touch your heart.
触摸你的心。
And everyone online.
和所有网上的弟兄姊妹。
You can come out of your situation.
你可以从你的光景中走出来。
I encourage you to come next week.
我祷告你下周你再来。
Let Jesus make what today he's saying come alive in your life.
让今天你所听到的道借着下周的敬拜成为你生命中的事实。
let the Lord prove to you that his word is true.
让神亲自来向你证明他的道是管用的。
let him prove to you there is power.
让神亲自来向你证明他的能力。
there is blessing.
和他的祝福。
when we truly repent.
当我们真悔改时。
Father, I repent.
所以父亲啊，我们今天悔改。
We all repent.
我们今天在你面前悔改。
We just pray, God.
主啊，我们。
For more of you.
我们要更多更多的你。
So I pray the blessing over all of our families.
所以主啊，你来祝福我们今天每一个家庭。
In this coming Easter week.
在我们接下来的复活节的日子。
I pray the unity with our children.
我们祷告我们孩子之间合一。
Unity, O God, in our relationships,
在我们的亲密关系中合一。
There's warmth, there's peace.
有温暖，有平安。
And we receive,
主啊，我们接受
the outstretched hand of Jesus.
我们领受你的手。
And receive His blessing.
我们领受你的祝福。
Yes, Lord.
主啊，是的，谢谢。
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
是的，主，谢谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
If you need prayer, come forward.
如果大家需要祷告，可以到前面来。
I'll see you next week.
我们下周再见。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.